We'll open with hymn number 122. And we just have the music, so I will say the words as we go through the hymn. Simple feast, where every consecrated heart is made a welcome guest. By faith we take the bread of life, which this stuff symbolizes, this cup in token of this His blood, our costly sacrifice. The cup shall bear all the hour when thou didst set us free. Consumed with new joy and kingdom power, we'll drink it, Lord, with thee. Rapturous joy shall then be ours, forever, Lord, with thee. Clothed with our resurrection powers, an endless praise shall be. For our Vesper, let's read from Exodus, the 12th chapter, verses 1 and 2. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, "This month shall be for you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year for you." This month is the Jewish month Nisan, which begins at the first new moon following the spring equinox. You can see the arrow pointing to the spring equinox in the slide, and then the slide to the right pointing to the first month Nisan. So this month is the Jewish month Nisan, which begins the first new moon following the spring equinox. From this Jewish new year, we can count Passover. For this year, 2020, the new moon falls on March 24th. Counting 14 days to Nisan 14 brings us to April 7th, 2020, the Jewish Passover and our Lord's memorial service. As you can see on the March-April calendar on the screen, counting 14 days brings us to April 7th, the day we commemorate our Lord's memorial in 2020. Jesus is our the center of our memorial service. Let's now praise Jesus in song as we listen to "Merciful, Merciful Savior."
To You are the one we adore. You give the healing and grace. Our hearts always hunger for. Oh, our hearts always hunger
Exodus 12, verse 3. Tell all the congregation of Israel that on the 10th day of this month, every man shall take a lamb according to their father's house, a lamb for a household. Now, the choosing of the lamb on the 10th day foreshadowed our Lord Jesus presenting himself to Israel at the close of his ministry as their king, showing that if Israel would be recognized as the church of the firstborn in the antitypical Passover, they must accept Jesus as their Messiah. Exodus 12:5. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male, a year old. The man Christ Jesus was the antitype of the Passover lamb, slain by the Israelites, a lamb without blemish. John 1:29. I saw Jesus coming toward him. John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." 1 Corinthians 5:7. Christ, our Passover, was sacrificed for us. Isaiah 53:7, he was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. Hebrews 7:26, for such a high priest was fitting for us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and has become higher than the heavens. Yes, Jesus was the perfect antitype of the Passover lamb, Jesus being without spot or blemish. We learn much from the Passover type pictured in the experiences of Abraham's natural seed, Israel. We will next hear the song, Jerusalem, City of Peace.
Come in Easter again.
Exodus 12:6. You shall keep it until the 14th day of this month, when the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill their lambs at twilight. Now you can see on the diagram that twilight, or between the two evenings, was 3 p.m. when the Passover lamb was slain on the 14th day of Nisan. Exodus 12:7. Then they shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts and the lintel of the houses in which they eat it. The sprinkling of the lamb's blood indicated that all of the household of faith must believe in the precious blood of Christ. It also symbolizes the imputation of the merit of the death of Jesus for the new creation, the church of the firstborn. Hebrews 10:22 says, having their hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, from a conscience of evil. So justified and sanctified by Jesus' blood, the church of the firstborn follow the light emanating from God's word. Let us appreciate God's word as we hear, thy word is a lamp unto my feet.
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Lost my way, still you're there right beside me. Nothing will I fear as long as you are near. Please be near me to the end. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet.
Exodus 12:8. They shall eat the flesh that night, roasted on the fire, the unleavened bread and bitter herbs they shall eat. The whole household of faith partakes of the lamb. They appreciate Jesus' ransom sacrifice. However, in the gospel age, only the firstborn, the new creation, receive the benefits of the ransom, full justification to life, as pictured by the blood on the doorposts. The blood on the doorposts, saving the firstborn. Unleavened bread pictures truth in its purity, the precious promises which come to us from the Heavenly Father through Christ. It is without corruption, leaven, of human theory, blight, ambitions, and selfishness. Bitter herbs picture the bitter experiences and trials which the Lord prepares for us, and which help wean our affections from earthly things and give us increased appetite to feed upon the Lamb and the unleavened bread of truth. Exodus 12, verse 10, and you shall let none of it remain until the morning. Anything that remains until the morning, you shall burn. Nothing of it remains, signifying that the privilege of participation in the Lord's sacrifice is confined to the gospel age. Sweet hour of prayer. Exodus 12:11, in this manner you shall eat it, with your belt fastened, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and you shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. Ephesians 6:14, having girded your waist with truth. Sandals on your feet, Ephesians 6:15, having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Staff in your hand, eat it in haste. 1 Peter 2:10 and 11, I beg you as sojourners and pilgrims, having your conduct honorable among the Gentiles. Ready for the journey with full expectancy that the Lord would make the Egyptians willing to let them go and that they would share in this calamity were it not for the blood upon the doorposts and lintels. Exodus 12:13. The blood shall be assigned for you on the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and no plague will befall you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. Ephesians 1:7, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of his grace. In this gospel age, the church of the firstborn is passed over and saved from death to life. We now focus back on Jesus. Let us praise the Lord in our heart as we listen to the song, Fearest Lord Jesus.
Fearest Lord Jesus, ruler of all nature, Sun. Be
this memorial season time, let's keep our hearts and minds in obedience and praise and worship. To our Lord's admonitions in this regard, let us consider Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. Matthew 6, verses 9 to 13. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more value than they? Which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I say to you that Solomon, in all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. Now, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after these things the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you need these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Sermon on the Mount. Jesus' words keep us focused spiritually. This year, as we partake of the Lord's memorial, apart in our homes, we are still all together in spirit as one body. We are still servants of each other, just as Jesus set the example of being a servant when he washed his disciples' feet. Let us be faithful servants of the Lord.
Lift
Isaiah 26:3. You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. Let us be filled with the peace of mind that passes all understanding. The very Lamb of God is our shepherd, who will keep us safe under his protection. Let's read Psalms 23, The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We so greatly appreciate God's amazing grace in our life.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
Oh, pray.
sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see.
Brethren, in this memorial season, let us get our hearts right with God. Let us put aside pride, bitterness, hurt feelings, and resentment. Let us be kind, generous, forgiving, and selfless. Philippians 2:3-4, do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind, let each of you regard one another as more important than himself. Do not merely look out for your own personal interests, but also for the interests of others. Romans 12:10. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Honor one another above yourselves. Are your feelings hurt? Jesus' feelings were not hurt when they mocked and scourged him. The Apostle Paul's feelings were not hurt, even in the face of false accusations. Romans 12:14, bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Hebrews 10:24, let us consider how we may spur one another towards love and good deeds. In Romans 12:20-21, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Love trusts and protects. 1 Corinthians 13, love is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. It always protects, always trusts. Let us be more trusting in others, first assuming the best, not the worst. And with that, brethren, we will close our Vesper service with hymn number 95, More Christ-like.
Thank you.
Devotional service has been a blessing and a spiritual encouragement as we approach our annual memorial service on Tuesday, April 7th. Let's get our hearts right.